Hello, hello. We all here? Gather round, gather round. We have a good one today. Episode 12. Top most Netflix series by now. They love the one season in Ditch, right? Which brings me to something. This will be the last episode. Can't be bothered. Joking. I'm sticking around. Sucks for you. As I said, fun one today. We have had a little look at cryptids before, and today we're going to cover one of my favourites, the Mothman. The whole story is fascinating, and it's just emblematic of the golden age of sci-fi of the 50s and 60s. Not necessarily one that everyone knows about, and more people should. Like the Dinosaur Jr. of Weird Creatures. Great band them, give them a listen. Here we go then, strap in, and off we go to 60s America. November 12th, 1966, Point Pleasant, Virginia, a town known as the place where history and rivers meet, apparently. Got a river museum, population of around 5,000, and name like a Stephen King novel. Good place for the weird to come a knock in. Five blokes in a nearby town are busy digging graves. They're grave diggers as a profession, which is probably worth mentioning. They are dumbfounded when they see a shadowy figure flying overhead, appearing like a man with wings. 3 days later, on November 15th, two young couples, Roger and Linda Scarberry and Stephen Mary Mallett, will be the next people to have an encounter with the mysterious flying being. They reported to police that they were driving along a road outside of town when they were pursued by a flying shadow with a 10-foot wingspan and glowing red eyes. Sketchy. This all occurred near a World War II munitions factory known as the TNT area. The couples were known around the area as straight-laced and sensible, and locals didn't think it was likely they were making it up. They were all taken and interviewed separately, and each gave a very similar account. Over the next few days, more sightings were reported. Two volunteer firemen got a gander and said it seemed to be a large bird with glowing red eyes. County Sheriff George Johnson reckoned it was likely a large heron. Now, a particularly exciting part of my research for this episode involved looking at herons, and yeah, they can be absolute units. Maybe Georgie Boy was onto something. Similarly, Robert Smith at Virginia University said it may have been a sandhill crane, a bird which can be as tall as a man with a 7-foot wingspan. Locals began getting very worried, with some saying TV signals were being interrupted, and a dog even went missing. Maybe it missed the telly. Needed its fix of thunderbirds, so buggered off up the road. As more and more sightings kept coming in, the media was soon on the story. The Point Pleasant Register broke the story on November 16th, 1966, with the headline, "Couple Sees Man-Sized Bird, Creature, Something." An Ohio paper dubbed him the Mothman due to the popularity of the Adam West Batman show at the time. Legitimately wouldn't be surprised if it turned out to be Adam West on a bender just jumping out of trees and stuff. With this, the name stuck and the legend was born. Theories began being concocted as to who or what the creature was. Some blamed it on the disused weapons factory we mentioned earlier, as well as a vacant nuclear power plant on the outskirts of town. Mothman may have been born from secret testing, or perhaps a mutation from nuclear waste. Love that sort of innocent, naive take that creature plus radiation equals superhuman monster. You seen HBO's Chernobyl, mate? Nasty stuff. The sightings came to a halt in 1967 after an awful, tragic accident occurred in the town. The Silver Bridge, which connected Route 35 from the town on the route to Ohio, collapsed on December 15th, 1967, killing 46 people. Heavy traffic and colder weather conditions caused a fault in the bridge. The construction wasn't the best in design and lacked an appropriate amount of redundancy, meaning if one part of the bridge failed, the rest was going to go too. Along with birds, the bridge research was fascinating as well. Conspiracy theories set in because of course they did. People linked the Mothman sightings to the tragedy, with some even saying the creature was sighted at the location. Writer John Keel wrote a book on this called The Mothman Prophecies, which delved into this idea. He proposed that the sightings were an omen, warning of the collapse. He also mentioned the creature may be alien in origin and was acting as a guardian or warning before disasters. The book was published in 1975 and spread the legend further afield. The book then became a movie in 2002 with Richard Gere. Yep, that Richard Gere. Pretty Woman, then Mothman. What a bloke. This movie further pushed the legend into the zeitgeist. It was even pushed into international territory. In 1999, Russian ufologists claimed the Mothman was sighted before the Russian apartment bombings, a series of attacks that claimed 300 lives. In 2016, a small news network reported they got hold of a photo of the Mothman, but this was dismissed by experts as a large bird carrying prey. Some even claim that a sighting occurred before the Chernobyl disaster and 9/11. Bizarrely, in 2017, 55 sightings of Mothman were reported in Chicago. He's gone interstate, lads. Folklorist Jan Brunvand says that sightings may be even higher than originally reported, with people afraid of coming forward. He does concede that a lot of further reports come from sensationalist publications or mystery books meant for entertainment. Folklorist. Cool job. There's always the likely scenario that people fake sightings as well after the original reports. Getting that 1960s clout. What would that be? Renown. He's doing it for the renown. Yep, using that forever now. The annual Mothman Festival started in Point Pleasant in 2002 and is said to draw about 10,000 to 12,000 guests a year. A 12-foot statue of the creature was installed in 2003, and a museum and research centre was opened in 2005. It's become a beloved local legend and one that brings plenty of tourism and economic benefits to the town. You can even buy chocolate Mothman droppings, Mothman cookies, and branded coffee. The festival happens on the third weekend of September every year. Another excursion, methinks. So, what do you think? Rational minds say it was a case of mistaken ornithology or mass hysteria. When the urban legend started, some wanted to be a part of it or almost assigned experiences they had to the phenomena. Nah, I reckon a bird dunked itself in a barrel with glowing green ooze and a Mothman came out. Nah, I'm obviously not sure, but you know, plenty of interesting theories. Could it be a cosmic omen warning of danger to come? A legitimate unknown creature like Bigfoot? Adam West 4 days into a trip? Whatever the case, a cool story and one that makes you think. Maybe that shadow you saw out the corner of your eye last week was the Mothman itself. So there we have it. Fun episode, that one. Quite short, but thought we needed something a bit lighter as a palate cleanser. Thank you for joining me again. If you fancy updates on the show, do follow at John Doe & Co Pod on Instagram, Twitter and TikTok. Rate, review and subscribe on your podcasting app. Patreon is craving attention at patreon.com/JohnDoeAndCoPod. It's mainly about supporting the show right now, but some cool bonuses coming soon. Feel free to DM me any suggestions, as always. Next time, where are we off? A more recent case, and one that is sadly similar to a lot of cases we hear about these days, an individual abusing their power to exploit younger women with aspirations and dreams. Join me next time as we hear all about what happened to Simone Biles. See you next week, and thank you for being such good company.